And this is Pedro Reyes, KPFA 94.1 FM. And right now we're going to go and low ride out to Arizona, where folks just got finished with the hunger strike, or actually were evacuated by the police out there. And we have Natalie, who's going to be telling us a little bit more about what happened, but as well as what's going to be happening in the near future. And she's from the Puente program, Puente movement out there in Arizona. So welcome to the show. How are you, Natalie?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Right on. So tell us a little bit about what's going on out there in Arizona, what just happened with the hunger strike, and, you know, what's the news?
Yes, we actually had six members who went on hunger strike for 2 weeks. They ended their hunger strike yesterday, with the hopes that their families will be released. Unfortunately, we only had one person who was released yesterday, and we also had one person who was deported throughout this whole hunger strike.
All right. And so tell us a little bit about, you know, what were some of the impacts that you guys made in that sense of being able to get that one person out, and then also, you know, the overall folks putting attention to this movement that's going on now across the nation.
Yes, actually, our family, what they really wanted to do is focus in more on their family members who are detained. Four of our family members who are on hunger strike have family members who are detained, currently detained at Eloy Detention Center here in Arizona. Some of them have been there for 13 months, 14 months. We have one who's been there for going on 3 years, and we have one that's 6 months. Well, what they really wanted to focus on with this hunger strike is to bring attention that their families and loved ones are detained or either in the process of being deported. They wanted to put there out there that President Obama has the power to stop the deportation while any immigration reform is being talked on.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't President Obama who actually said, oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and let that one person go. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it was actually the pressure from our other community members from everywhere in the United States who signed the petition, who helped out the family member raise $15,000 to be able to bond her son out. She had been raising money for the past 2 weeks and was able to achieve that yesterday.
Yeah, most definitely, because, again, you know, he's really not doing anything about immigration. Obama is, right? And also, at the same time, we're seeing that, you know, the prison industry complex is growing, and immigration reform or stereotype or, you know, basically racial profiling reform is not going anywhere right now.
Yes, and as we see that, I mean, this is why the people who went on the hunger strike is to let the whole United States know that there's people out here suffering who have their family members who are detained while they're playing political games at NPC and trying to figure out what to do with immigration reform. I think in any way, if we want to push immigration reform, it should start by stopping the deportation and securing the people who are already here in this country and give them this type of relief just like they did 2 years ago with the defer action.
Now, Obama says, you know, you got to pressure me. So, you know, we're seeing this type of pressure where there's been a couple hunger strikes now. We're also seeing a little bit of the buses of ICE being stopped by folks that are putting themselves in front of the buses and chaining themselves up, right?
Yes, and if that needs to be continued, our community members are willing to put their bodies to stop a bus. If he's not going to do it, they're willing to put their bodies, put themselves on hunger strike, whatever it takes to save their family members from being deported. We're actually having the National Day of Action on April 5th. We're asking everybody to have an action to go out in the streets and show President Obama that we're tired of all these deportations, that he has the power to stop them.
That's right. And I don't know if that's not enough pressure. I don't know how much more pressure he's talking about.
Yes, I mean, just to put, I have any family members willing to go on a hunger strike and willing to do the last thing for their family members. I don't know what else can he expect. Family, any mother, any father is willing to do anything for their children.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved, and how long have you been with the Puente movement out there in Arizona?
I've been with Puente for 4 years now. I actually started in 2010 when SB 1070 started here in Arizona. I am undocumented. I actually just received my defer action for the Dreamers about a year ago.
Oh, so you're still in, are you about to enter college, or you're in college right now?
I'm not in college right now. I'm more working with Puente Movement and helping families reunite.
Word, most definitely. And then, you know, the idea of the dream, the DACA also takes place into that sense of politics, right? Because now you're going to have students who are dreamers, but might have different immigration status family members as well, right? So one person might be a citizen, one person might be a resident, and the other might not, you know, have the proper documentation. So, you know, and the idea is to, what's the next step, right, in that sense of parents, you know, because if you're able to go to school and achieve this Dream Act or the DACA and be able to have that option to go to college now, that means that your parents were there for you in some way, right?
Yes, and that's the ton of pressure that we're trying to put as well. If we were able to receive DACA, why not give DACA to our parents as well until some kind of reform or relief? Most of our parents and most of everybody, if you ask them what they really want, is to be able and be secure in the streets. They're afraid to walk out and not maybe not return because of the massive deportations that are happening right now. So this is what the community is asking for, at least a relief until something can come up.
That's right, because again, they are here, and you know, they for somehow were able to give you an option and education and get you through school and be able to help you or support you in one way or another, right? And if they're not there for you, then who will be? Is the real question.
Correct.
And real quickly, you know, you were talking about SB 1070, but then there's also the ban of ethnic studies as well that's going on. So tell us a little bit about that. Did you have to relate to that in your high school as well?
No, I actually had just graduated a little bit past after that happened. But I mean, here in Arizona, we have all types of different bumps that I would say down the road for anybody. For people who have deferred action, the governor does not allow them to get a driver's license. You know, and we don't get in-state tuition. And as you know, in many of the states, it's the same thing. But Arizona is like the number one ground for any anti-immigrant laws.
So basically now you're still being denied the right to a driver's license, and then as well as financial aid and stuff like that?
Yes.
Wow. And, you know, basically what it comes down to is these immigration policies, right, that they're actually coming out of Arizona. And, you know, just to talk about Janet Napolitano real quick, because she's over here now. She's the UC president, you know. So it's literally putting ethnic studies in a danger zone, so to speak, you know. And so basically what's happening is that we're seeing Arizona governor come to California and be a, you know, the president of the UC system. And now we're seeing how students are being treated in her state where she comes from.
Correct, and this is why it's a big push for community members to speak out and not to allow any anti-immigrant laws or anything similar to what's already happened in Arizona.
That's right, and so you were talking about April 5th. That's going to be a national day of action for folks. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and where can folks get information?
Yes, we're actually having April 5th to be the National Day of Action. We're asking every city and on the throughout the United States to go out, check with your local organizations nearby to see what's going to happen in your city. I know here in Arizona, we're planning a 3-day walk to the Eloy Detention Center. And I mean, nationally, other organizations are planning either a march or any action that they can do. But we want to make sure that every community member is out on April 5th.
That's right. And, you know, Why is it important in that sense, you know, because, again, people might be like, well, you know, they're here illegally, right? Like, they have this quote that they use now all over the country where they have this, you know, question or supposedly a fact, right? And so the reality comes down to, you know, that no one is illegal after the 1832 or 1800 migration, right? They all came in legally, supposedly. And then, you know, for me, immigration starts in 1492. And if you want to talk about immigration policies, then we would have to start there. You know what I mean? Who was the true illegal person here first? And whose land was it when we weren't here as mestizos or as in the mixed race, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So again, how can people get more information on April 5th and also get involved as well? Because as you know, like I said, it's happening here where we have Janet Napolitano now, which means that anything can happen in the UC systems because she is the president of it.
Yes, I will check with the Andon on the National Day Labor Organization. Nationally, they should be having local organizations near you so that you can get with an organization to help out or to even have your presence on that day near your city.
Right on. And real quickly, just want to ask you, how are the folks that were on the hunger strike for, how long was it, 10 days?
It was for 15 days. They're actually doing really, really good. I'm really surprised after all obstacles of being there. We had anti-immigrants across the street. We'll go out there and eat their lunch. Just to show them, you know, that make them, I guess, feel that they were hungry. But actually, it gave them a lot of strength. It gave them a lot of courage. And it gave them more energy to fight for what they believe in.
Oh, wow. So you also had the anti-immigrant folks across the street?
Yes, they will show up at least three times or four times during those 2 weeks that we were out there to eat their lunch. After we were done eating their lunch, they would take off. They had a burrito thrown at them that said, go back to Mexico and other types of anti stuff. But, you know, I just showed them that every time they see something like that, they would just say, this is why I'm here. I'm fighting. And I have, at the end of the day, I believe in something. And their faith was really big. So they did really, really good.
Word. And, you know, we heard that over the social media that you were getting evicted by the police at some point. Tell us a little bit about how was the police and how did they react and how did they end up dealing with the situation?
Yes, actually, on Tuesday night, late Tuesday night, I was on my way to drop off the fastest, take a shower, and we were planning them on getting them back. But I received a text message with like 15 minutes after leaving the place that they were arresting. It was about 40 to 60 police officers to arrest only three people that were actually there working to stop the deportation of one of the members' son who was on hunger strike. They went in there. I mean, they blocked the street, I would say, about a mile both ways. You could not go in. They wouldn't. People who tried taking video or anything like that, they were threatening them that they would be arrested. They were really, really aggressive, only to arrest three people.
And did that end up breaking the hunger strike?
No, it actually, the hunger strikers went back the same night. They stayed on the sidewalk, and they continued throughout the rest of the week.
And so that was when you decided to end the hunger strike was 15 days after?
No, we had already planned the hunger strike for only 15 days. I mean, they wanted to continue. They're willing to go back to immigration, and there's talk the immigration office downtown Phoenix, and there's talk right now whether they want to start doing it. They just show the presence out there, because we've seen by the hunger strikers being out there in the ICE building, we see how the buses were not leaving. You know, immigration had to reroute what they were doing, an everyday thing.
So no business as usual?
No.
Well, congratulations on getting one person out. That's one less that they can count on their statistics, so to speak. And many more we have to support and make sure that they don't get deported in that sense of being, you know, non-criminal and non-violent crimes as well.
Yeah. And I mean, they just say, just a matter of fact, and we call it uno por uno, by one, we'll get them out. And it's not over yet. It's a big fight. And then we will continue to fight until not one more person is in a detention center, not one more person is deported.
And, you know, talking about the detention centers, I also understand that there was a hunger strike inside as well going on.
Yes, the members who were doing the hunger strike out here, their family members were doing inside as well. They were put in solitary confinement also for trying to start a hunger strike in there. And that's one of the main reasons that one of the members, son, Jaime Valdez, was deported, because they accused him of starting the hunger strike and they retaliated against him and was deported within a couple hours.
Wow. And then basically the mother is still here. Now she doesn't know where her son is, or is he okay?
Their mother and father are still here. Jaime is currently in Nogales, Mexico. We're trying to find and fight a way to get him back to the United States.
Wonderful. It's good to hear. You know, and definitely what I want to let folks know is how can they get in contact with the Puente movement as well, and definitely keep up with what you're doing out there and organizing against this type of anti-immigrant sentiment?
Yes, they can get in contact with us through our via website, which is puenteaz.org, or they can find us on Facebook, Puente Human Rights Movement.
And if you had Obama in front of you, what would you say to him?
If I had in front of him, I mean, I would say so many things, but I think the number one thing is to stop the pain of his families. I've gone inside detention centers, taking the family members, and to see little kids hugging and hanging into their fathers or their mothers, not wanting to go home without them. It's painful. And I think that's the number one thing that he needs to see, that it's not just, it's not a number. It's a person. It's a father, a son, a mother. You know, it's a family member that he's hurting.
Most definitely. And that's just not one. It's 2 million.
Yes.
It's even hard to say. 2 million people he has deported under his belt, Jeanette Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we want to say thank you to you for all your good work out there in Arizona, and stay safe. Most definitely keep us updated on April 5th. And where are folks going to be gathering on April 5th?
We're actually going to be gathering outside the Eloy Detention Center here in Arizona.
But you said there's going to be a 3-day walk?
Yes, we're going to start on April 3rd. We're going to do 25 miles a day until April 5th when we reach the detention center.
Right on. And folks can go and find out more about that on Puente, PuenteAZ.org. Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll definitely talk to you soon, and keep us updated, please.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day. And once again, my name is Pedro Reyes. This is the Late Night Hype. Stay tuned.